As promised earlier in the hour, we are joined on the house on the Home Improvement Hotline by Christina Warner McGinnis. She is with a company called Soil Kit. And as a matter of fact, she's the founder and CEO. So,
yeah.
Why have a kit for your soil, you ask? Well, Christina's here and she's going to tell you why. Christina, welcome to the program.
Now, is this kit for burying our animals when they pass away?
No.
No? Does it grow trees?
No, this is a lab-based soil sample. So we are helping you grow trees, and we are helping you grow your garden, your lawn.
I thought it was a new watering device. I'm sorry. I'm just pulling your leg, Christina.
Well, you know, this is...
Well, then I'll ask you, when was the last time you've done your soil sample?
I never have, and I was telling you, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sitting here feeling really stinky guilty, and something else, I'm getting ready to plant my tomatoes. As a matter of fact, I was almost late to the studio because I was going by the hardware store to pick up some stuff that I needed for my tomato cages. And I thought, you know, gosh, I'll put soil amendments in my soil and I put gypsum in my soil to keep it broken up. And I'm really studying the water. And all of a sudden, I saw this segment in our producer's outline of the show. And I said, oh, my God. I forgot all about the soil. What if my soil really is stinky and it won't grow my tomatoes?
So we're going to back up for a minute, and that's a great intro. Christina, tell us a little bit about Soil Kit and why it's important to do a soil test.
Sure. So long story short, since we're on the radio, I can't take a long amount of time to explain to you guys, but my family has been farming for over 100 years. I'm a fifth generation farmer. I have four kids. And I work a lot in a family business that my grandmother started.
Wonderful.
Garden stores. And she would take me with her to work on Saturdays. And she taught me how to really relate to the customers. The boys would all be farming in the fields. And she said, hey, look, you've got to meet the customer where they are. And so she opened a store, brought the sod farm directly into the city and delivered fresh sod. And in doing so, let's skip to 40 years later, you have customers who come in and say, well, what do I do? They're micro farmers. And they go right to the sod farmer and say, what do I need to do? As well as how do I take care of my garden? What soil? What kind of nutrients? My first question is every time, okay, let me look at your soil sample and I'll tell you exactly what we need to start with. And they all look at me and they're like, well, I haven't done one. But the USDA recommends that everyone does an annual soil sample. And the process is different all over the nation. And extension offices are wonderful, but a lot of people don't know where they are. And then they want to be able to connect back to a product at the end of it, a shopping list. So I said, you know what? I'm not a lab, but I'm going to partner with a lab, and I'm going to make this process really easy for the consumer to use. So that's what we did. We basically took all the pain points out of the marketplace. Like, you don't know how many square feet you have? Oh, let me provide Google satellite imagery for you. Let's drop the pins. Let's calculate your front yard, your backyard. Let's maybe calculate where that garden's going to be so that when we make the treatment recommendations, we make exactly all the way down to how many bags to buy on the shopping list.
Isn't technology amazing?
It's great. And let's say you're a landscaper and you're doing 12 of them at a time that day. You can just use geolocates where they are. You can hit scan QR code. It scans the kit. And all you're doing is saying, okay, I have fescue or garden, and here's my square feet, click confirm, and there's a video to watch how to click, because people don't even know how far to go, how many spots to do. All of that is included in the process. We wanted to make sure the consumer doesn't have any questions when they're done with this process.
Okay.
It's really hard. I don't know if you guys have done one lately. They're really hard to do.
But you have explained quite nicely the process, but you haven't told us why. Why do a soil test?
Because
what's the benefit?
Healthy soils. The soil chemistry, there's been a lot of wonderful scientists out there who know base. They connect with, okay, you're going to go tomatoes, the garden, and then they look at your soil chemistry and they pair. They know what that tomato needs to eat. And then they know what you're starting with. And you take that delta of what the difference is. That's the soil sample to say, hey, look, here's what you're starting with. This is what you're going to need. Here's your path to success for this.
So it's kind of like a blood test for a human being.
It's exactly like going to the doctor. If you want the doctor to treat you if you're not feeling good, I mean, let's say you're tired. You want them to draw your blood. Is it a vitamin D or is it anemia? You can't just go throwing products at it. You really want to know the answer.
Okay, so when I get a blood test, the doctor gets the test and he goes through it with me and he'll make certain recommendations. So what do you do once you get the test? I suspect that your kit comes with a soil sample bag and your postage paid pre-addressed mailer and prepaid lab fees and a customer care card. So that's, you explain how to get the specimen. It's packaged, it's sent to you, it goes to the lab, you get the lab results, you interpret, do you interpret it for the consumer?
No, well, the lab interprets the science data.
Okay.
And so then what we do is we take the data. Let's say, for instance, something negative. Let's say I find that your crop, on my side of the equation, I see you have 400 pounds per acre of phosphorus. That's terrible. That's not only terrible for the root health of the plant that it's burning or compromising, but it's also really bad for the environment because normally your tendency is going to go, I'm growing a garden. I need to go grab a 777-10-10-10, a phosphorus-based fertilizer. But in fact, that choice is actually harming you, costing you money, and your return on investment, it's really wasteful in every way, shape, and form. So what we do is we help guide the consumer with the knowledge to connect it back to a garden center. Let's say you bought it at a local co-op. This kit may be, you know, sold at a local co-op. You buy the soil kit from a local co-op, you do it. What we've done is we've partnered with that co-op to write all of the soil nutrients back to the products that you can find at the store. So let's say you have a low pH. Well, you need lime. And then not only that, but we know that that co-op has a 5-pound bag of lime, and we tell you how much of that lime to go purchase.
Okay, now when you say a co-op, you might be talking about Ace or True Value or Do It Best or something like that?
Yeah, so you've got all different ways you can purchase this kit. You can buy Ace, True Value, online, on Amazon, lots of different ways you can buy the kit. But each one of them have kind of a different avenue of where they're looking. Let's say you bought it online. Well, that person's tendency wants to purchase their nutrient remedy products online. So we connect them back to an online fulfillment source for those products.
See how much you can learn? Listen, don't you touch that dial, because our soil expert, Christina Warner McGinnis with SoilKit.com, has more to share after this.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
And we are back. And if you're just joining us, we're chatting with Christina Warner McGinnis of Soil Kit. And I have to tell you, she has some interesting information for you and your lawn and garden.
And we should mention that your website is SoilKit, SoilKit.com. If you're just joining us, we're chatting with Christina Warner McGinnis. Her family's been in the farming business for over 100 years.
Yeah.
And she is the founder and CEO of a company called SoilKit. And it helps you maintain a healthy lawn or garden by analyzing your soil with science and with recommendations that you can use to improve the quality of your soil.
Before, I'm very absent-minded, okay? So
okay.
I need to write down the exact procedure that I have to follow, because I'm going to follow it right after the show. First of all, I guess I need to know a website name. Is that correct?
Okay, yes. SoilKit.com. Yes.
SoilKit.com. Now, what do I, where do I go from SoilKit.com to get a test kit? Without reading a bunch of stuff, what do I click on?
Just click shop. Just go to shop.
Mm-hmm.
Shop?
Shop till you drop. I got it.
Oh, so there's a shop. There's a shop button on your website?
There is.
And then do I look for a soil kit that's for tomatoes because that's when I'm planting? Or do I just look for a soil kit for, what soil kit do I look for?
Well, basically, it's according to what you need. You can do it, all of them. We'll have all the crop categories, so garden, lawn, wildlife, plot, or problem area. But what's interesting is whether or not you want a trowel, or whether or not you want a twin pack, or whether or not you're a landscaper and need a 12-pack. So it's more about your needs. If you have a trowel at home,
Yeah.
Get the soil kit without trowel. If you have a front yard and a backyard, yeah, maybe get the twin pack, or maybe you want your garden and your lawn. So then you kind of look at it based off your needs.
So my vegetable garden is 12 feet long and 7 feet wide. 12 feet long and 7 feet wide. How many soil kits do I need?
One. Each kit is valid for 10,000 square foot or less. So one kit would be perfect for your garden. But here's a little fact for you. Don't mix your garden with your lawn. So even though we're valid for 10,000 square foot, they're two totally different crops. So the crop needs of the grass is very different than the crop needs of a garden. They have different pH levels and phosphorus and potassium levels. So keep them separate. Don't try to grow a garden and a lawn based off the same results.
Oh, no, no, no. No. My gardener takes care of my lawns and they're gorgeous. And my little garden is mine. And he doesn't get near it, and he doesn't have anything to do with it. And I just want to improve my tomato crop so it'll be like my brother's was last year. He had the most gigantic tomatoes. It was amazing.
Yeah, we're going to try it again this year. And I should mention that when we do go shopping at soilkit.com, you'll find products from $29 through multiple pro packs, a couple of $100s, and everything in between. So
I don't care. Let's put cost aside. Tell me how long from the time I hit the website until I can get results back on a soil kit. What's the quickest your company can do it?
So we use the USPS to carry the dirt to the lab. But I can tell you this, when it gets to the lab, they're wonderful. They turn it around within 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as that dirt hits the lab, we're there and we're on it. Everything happens digitally in the cloud.
Can I overnight the soil kit?
Not right now, but I tell you what, I can make a special, not on our shop now function of the page, but if you're looking for it, that we can handle that by a customer service call. We can get that overnighted to you. Just give us a call at 877-SOIL-KIT and we'll get it taken care of.
877-SOIL-KIT?
ILKIT.
That's great. I love it.
You guys have been great. Do you want me to throw in a promo code for all your listeners for $5 off if they purchase now before, I don't know, what do you think? Maybe tax day, April 15th, $5 off?
Wonderful.
Yeah, sure.
All right, great. What do you want your promo code to be? I'll go create it for you.
Good soil.
Good soil. Got it. I'll make that active for you guys, and it can be valid until tax day. I'll put that in for tonight for $5 off for all your listeners.
That's amazing. Thanks, Christina.
Hey, and one fun fact also, don't be alarmed now if you're testing for your tomatoes and we find out that your phosphorus is high. I'm going to switch you to a fertilizer that may say lawn on it, but remember, the plants don't see what the brand on the bag is. They only see the nutrients. We want to make sure that we recommend a product that's best for your plant, not necessarily the prettiest label on the outside of the bag.
Yes,
always keep that. And another fun thing we also measure, especially for tomatoes and gardens, we monitor organic matter in this level. And that really helps also as gardeners are watching that level and should that increase.
Yeah, but can you help me get my cholesterol down?
No, sorry about that. We're sticking directly to the dirt.
All right. Christina Warner McGinnis, soilkit.com. Thanks for joining us on The House.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Yeah, that went fast. Good girl.
All the best to you.
Call or text On The House now at 800-737-2474.